Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our good friend Dr. Bob McTeer, the distinguished fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis. That's ncpa.org, right, Bob?
Right.
And your own website is bobmcteer.com. They can find your blog there, too, can't they?
Yeah. My website was hacked.
You tell me about that. What, did you get it fixed?
A few months ago. So that's just to go directly to the blog.
Okay.
Which would be... Bob-McTeer-blog.com.
Okay. Bob-McTeer-blog.com. So check that out, folks. Hey, Bob, talk to us about what you see for the rest of the 2012 economy for the U.S.
Well, I think the U.S. is, fortunately, is out of sync with the rest of the world. We're picking up a little steam while Europe is likely going into recession and while the emerging economies are losing some of their strength.
Italy officially is in a recession right now. They just went in. It's official.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, we still haven't had a really good GDP number. The last GDP number was 3%, but over half of it was inventory.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
However, we have had the last three employment reports were pretty good.
200,000
The last two
or so.
Were really good.
Yeah.
And so we're finally beginning to employ more people. And the unemployment rate's gone down to 8.3. And in the latest month, it stayed there despite growth in the labor force, people coming back into the labor force.
Bob, that unemployment number that the government uses is a bogus number.
Well, they have another number called the U6 number that's around 15%. I mean, they're not
right. They're
not denying that there are a lot of people working part time that would rather be working full time. A lot of people dropped out of the labor force, but therefore not getting counted.
Have you seen the report of the people who have converted from unemployment to Social Security to disability? That's another factor.
No.
Yeah.
You mean people that are suddenly.
They're becoming part of the Social Security program because they've somehow become disabled through I don't know what purpose, but that's another thing. It's sort of exacerbated the whole social net unemployment dynamic.
Well, if you wanted to, you could relate that back to your comment earlier about we're becoming Europe.
Right. That's exactly right.
That's a lot like what they do.
That's exactly right. That is exactly my point. This whole thing. So what do you think about for the rest of the year? You think we'll break through, or we'll just muddle along? And my prediction was that we'd be between 2 and 2.5% on annualized for the year.
That may be right. I might say 2.5 to 3.
Okay.
Looks like the first quarter may be in your ballpark rather than mine.
But isn't the European stagnation, and now we're seeing recently China actually China reported a trade deficit recently. Isn't that going to have an impact on our growth too?
It may. You know, I was in China last. April of 2011, and they reported a trade deficit for February last year, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about February in China. I don't know. They have these holidays where everybody quits work and goes to the old family farm.
Yeah.
And there is a real strong seasonal there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were taking replicas of iPad 2s to put on the graves of their ancestors. Typically, they put paper money on there for them to use in their afterlife, but they were putting iPad, not the actual iPad,
right,
but pictures of an iPad 2 on
right.
there. And there was a newspaper article where some guy said he just stuck with the traditional paper money. money because his ancestors were sort of old fashioned. He doubted if they could operate
it. He doubted if they could turn on an iPad. That's hilarious.
Well, you know, I'm having a crisis at home, Jim, but my wife's got the latest iPhone, and we can't get Siri to shut up. She's on, and I can't turn her off.
She wants to keep
it's
talking
like
to
I'm
you.
I'm falling, and I can't get up.
Siri, that's the, folks, if you're not familiar with, that's the voice-activated commenting program that the new iPhones have that will help you. They'll actually have a conversation with you. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Bob McTeer, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.